There are a few different concepts in the mainstream trends of spirituality that I think are wrong. And one of those is the idea of killing the ego. And maybe we can talk about that in a different video, but I don't think that the ego is necessarily something that we need to kill or wrestle with in life. It's more something that we need to ultimately realize is not ourselves. I think I do have a video of this on my YouTube somewhere. I think it's called like Ego Death is an Ego Trip. But another one that I wanted to mention was the idea of the material world, or having an attachment to material objects is somehow like an anti-spiritual expression, you know? I mean, this probably comes from, well, you know, when we look at mystics or we look at these spiritual people, even shamans today, there is this sense of renunciation and isolation and giving up everything. You know, there is this path, but I don't actually think it's necessary. There was this beautiful Alan Watts quote. All Alan Watts talks are really great, but one of the ones, I don't know, I'm talking about Buddhism, and he was writing back and forth with this Zen master. And the Zen master wrote Alan Watts this letter saying, "Dear Alan, I have actually left the monastery to become completely attached to every single thing in life that I can possibly become attached to." And to me, in a way, I feel like that kind of is enlightenment in a way. We think of enlightenment as being the Buddha silently sitting naked with nothing. And that is a form of that. But I think this is also an expression of enlightenment to realize, well, what I think it is actually, or what this monk was trying to elaborate on, was that's kind of why we're here, to experience this interaction with the material world, to feel love, to feel the taste of mangoes or berries, or to, you know, feel what it feels like to scrape your knees or to suffer. These things to me are inherently spiritual. And these are actually the things that make us spiritual. I mean, we are in essence spirit. You know, I think that's what this whole world is made out of. You can call it atoms. You know, science says that the world is made up of 99.9% empty space. We call this an atom. And the material world you see around you is made up of these invisible atoms that are spinning around in a chaotic mosh pit so quick that it manifests a world that seems material, not unlike a fan. When a fan is moving quickly, it appears solid. So I guess that's like what science says the world is. To me, that's just language. You can call it atoms, you can call it spirit. To me, it's equally mysterious either way. So I think that the material world is inherently, it's not necessarily something that we need to push away. It's just like the ego thing. It's something that we need to recognize as maybe not being the full truth. Because in life, we go through our experience thinking we are an individual, when in reality, there's so many factors that we are connected to that inspire who we think we even are. You know, the people in our lives, our culture, all these things manifest this illusion of the individual. It molds and structures you into the person that you are, the person that I am. And these things aren't inherently true. That's not really who you are. These are things that were given to you. And, you know, the spiritual practice is to find out who you actually are. And, you know, I traveled around the world. I went to India seeking gurus. I went to Peru seeking shamans, and Mexico seeking witches, and Eastern Europe seeking witches. And, all, you know, I've done all kinds of crazy adventures just to try to get a glimpse into who figured it out, if anyone figured it out, or maybe if I search around, I can find bits and pieces that people figured out. And the conclusion I came to about spirituality is it's not the mountaintop. You know, we spend all this time getting to the mountaintop to have this beautiful view and rest. And that's great. It's so great to get to the mountaintop, but it's like the thing that makes that mountaintop worth it is not obviously the views too, but it's the journey to get there. If everyone could get there, you know, it wouldn't be as worth it as it is. So, you know, in a way, these struggles and these blessings that, you know, we stumble on in life, I think these things, there is the same enlightenment that's found in stillness, that's found in the patterns of all of our lives. All of us, no matter who we are, go through the same sort of patterns, you know? We feel love. We all want to be accepted. We all want to express ourselves. You know, we all want to save the planet. We love animals. There are these inherent qualities that we all share. And I don't necessarily think that detaching from all of those things is the only way to experience transcendence. I think, actually, this is bhakti yoga. This is bhakti yoga to a T almost. Bhakti yoga is this idea of being devoted to an object so that eventually, in some perspectives, that you merge with this object and become one. And that's is symbolic for transcendence or for, you know, enlightenment. Hanuman with Ram in the Hindu mythology is the representation of that persona of complete devotion. He's like the monkey god that's ripping his chest open. And inside of his chest are the divine lovers, Sita and Ram. And it's well, Hanuman, he represents sort of the monkey mind because we get lost in this sort of chaos of the attachments. We get lost in attachments, in our desires. But through spiritual practice, through self-awareness, through mindfulness, and through the different whatever techniques work for who you are. Maybe it's painting. Maybe it's playing music. Whatever these different techniques are, invoke them. And in that, awareness of your spiritual nature, anything Hanuman does is Ram and Sita. Everything he does, he's fighting wars, he's doing all kinds of stuff, but it's all divine because his awareness is divine. He's completely and utterly attached to Ram and Sita. There's another story where, like, his bones, every one of his bones has Ram etched into it. And it's really beautiful. I love the story of Hanuman. And I love the story of Sita and Ram and all of the Hindu stuff. It points to such a deep understanding of who we are through these symbolisms. So I think that actually we can become attached to an object or attached to our lives, to our families, to our loved ones, to our own selves, and to the blessings of nature. Fruits and cute animals and your homies, skateboarding, you know, saxophone. Oh God, saxophones are so sexy. So there are some blessings in the world mixed in with this suffering that we all commonly stumble on. And I remember back to a moment when I was in Mexico. Again, you just seek, you know. I don't know if it's Americans or what my problem is, but I'm always seeking. And I know that the realization is to be still. They say this all the time, the masters that have realized these things. They say, stop trying to be, come, and just be. Stop trying to become and just be. And me, I'm constantly on this treadmill of like, oh, what's next? Just getting lost and lost in these experiences. And I was in Mexico and I was at this guy's house. I couldn't speak any language to him. He didn't speak English. I hardly spoke Spanish at the time. And we were just like eating tortillas and beans. And it was one of the most spiritual moments I ever had. And it was just like with this old man. And it's like, I've been seeking these moments in, you know, like you do all this crazy stuff. You'll go to a mountaintop looking for this spiritual moment. And it can be found in a tortilla and beans with an old man in Mexico that you can't even talk to. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And so, yeah. Someone asked me to make a video about this, to make a video about how to overcome attachments, being attached to stuff. And I thought about it and I was like, that's not something I agree with. I'm not a part of that, thought lineage that says like, you gotta leave everything to be spiritual. And maybe if you're like on that Buddha path and the real monk path, and maybe that's your calling. But normal people don't want to renounce from their families and stuff and go live in the forest. Well, I guess we probably all want that, but we want our families with us. But anyways, my name is Dakota. Thank you for watching my YouTube channel. I hope it wasn't too confusing. Let me know what you think. Do you think renunciation? I recognize it's a bona fide path. I bow to it. But is it the only path? Is it the only path? Chop wood, carry water. Nothing has to change in your life once you get a glimpse of the eternal nature that is who you actually are. So follow me on Instagram at Dakota Wint. All my links will be down below. And follow me on YouTube, Dakota of Earth. Follow my podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's called A Place for Humans. And it'd be really nice, and I would be very thankful if you left a positive review over on Apple Podcast. Things like this get uploaded on there. And sometimes they're even longer, like 2-hour conversations with Alex Gray or Duncan Trussell or something. So there's some interesting stuff on there. Anyways, my name is Dakota. Om Shanti. Peace out. Oh,